I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Great day to head down Highway 6 to Ashland.
Six. And, new asphalt.
Get some nice steak at Ruhlman
Steakhouse. Brand new asphalt.
Is there
it
new
nice,
asphalt?
Yeah. Did a nice job.
Is that what
them.
They were doing?
That they were doing asphalt, okay. Yes, and bridge repair.
Okay, there's...
Go through Greenwood, sure right?
You go through Greenwood, which is what?
What's Greenwood?
That's a junky little town.
You just make fun of a town.
Oh. Grandma.
Grandma's, not us.
Yeah, well, I was not
mother-in-law.
Words.
Mother-in-law.
He's praising somebody else.
There. Mother-in-law.
She's funnier than hell, too. Oh, that's a junky little town.
Then you get to Ashland, the regal town of all regal
Thank
towns.
You.
With the Regal Steakhouse.
Yeah. Philman.
Go see Phil and the team. Hmm. Great place to spend a Friday night. Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Or Saturday.
And Saturday or Sunday.
God, it sounds good.
What a time to really enjoy, too, with the bye week for Nebraska. It's just
Get in there.
Chance.
By the way, the FM is back up, so thank you for the patience. We're good to go.
Didn't know it was
We're all
down.
Over the place. We're good. So if you're listening on the FM,
the
we're good.
FM's back. We were unaware it was down.
People were happy. There's some chaos happening in Waco, Texas, at Baylor.
Yeah, this is the story.
Mac
this is
Rhodes,
story.
The AD who has been the chairman of the college football playoff, oh, by the way, is taking a leave of absence. And stepping down from that role with the playoff because there's reports that have emerged detailing an incident between Mac Rhodes and Baylor tight end Michael Trigg from September, where Rhodes apparently took exception to Trigg's long sleeve gold undershirt, which was different from the rest of the team. Dave Aranda did not like the way this also was approached by Mac Rhodes.
Now, they have said, Jake, all due respect, that was not it. That was not
That's one part of the story, though.
There's one part. Another piece that we don't know what that
right.
is.
We don't know the new part. We know that part.
And we never will because Baylor being private, right? They don't fall under the Information Act. Is that correct, Steve?
Right.
So you can't request emails, correct, or whatever. You wouldn't get them from a private school. I don't think you do.
Right. The Baylor vice president said the allegations against Rhodes do not involve Title IX, student-athlete welfare, or NCAA rules violations, and do not involve the football program. So it wasn't – that wasn't part of this. Yeah. He did – something else happened.
Something else. So it's twofold. This morning I was listening to Dusty and Danny, and they were – talking about it, and Dusty goes, you know, on hindsight, looking back, he goes, it was very off when he had to talk twice about the committee's decisions of where they had people ranked, because obviously this was ongoing, so we knew this was all eventually going to come out at
Mac
some point
Rhodes.
In time. So it's however you cut it, it's a really bad look for the committee that your leader, your spokesman, has been suspended from his job for two incidences for sure. Mm-hmm. But they say he's not fired, and they make a comment that he'll be back. I would be surprised if he is back.
Now he hasn't been suspended, right? He's taken a leave of absence
or leave of absence.
Yeah, he's not been suspended. No. He's taking a leave of absence.
But that's also that's just like when you go to someone and say, "Listen, would you like to retire?" Yeah. I would like to retire. Yeah. If you don't retire,
right? No, I hear you.
We're doing this.
I hear you.
But will you be surprised if he's back as the AD at Baylor?
Yes.
I'd be surprised.
I will be.
I'd be surprised. It's like, after further review, we're just going to move on from the situation.
This is what the AP said. I want to clarify this, Jake. It's important. The new allegations received this week are not related to...
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
To a report earlier this month of a alleged verbal and physical altercation involving Rhodes, a football player, and an assistant coach, which is the
But we do leader. Know that that did happen.
That yeah. did happen.
So we have that against him, and this is something new. Whatever yeah, it is.
But this the
Mac yeah. Rhodes put hands on people.
He did.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't think that's the personal issue
no,
that's going
no.
on.
There's something else that, right. that,
something
that
comes
else. With it.
Yes.
But we don't know what happened. But
no,
yeah.
and I don't know
leave
that
of absence.
Know.
He
yeah.
stepped down from the chairman role of the playoff. And
can you
so now what?
Well, now they've got
Hunter Yurashek
from Arkansas has stepped in
to be the chairman.
To be the chairman. There's a committee and a chair. So this is the chair position, and then in the committee position, which he's also part of the committee, mm-hmm. now is Utah, correct?
Okay, that's right. Utah AD Mark Harlan.
Yes. Which is he's really fun to talk to. I was when out at Alex Smith's induction into the College Football Hall of Fame at this function that I had to speak at. Mm-hmm. He was there, and so we had a nice visit. He goes, oh, man, my wife got after me. Because remember he made the statement about the bad call against BYU 2 years ago?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, he went... He goes, that didn't go well, he said. Even at home, he said. He was kind of you know, laughing at himself. Like, I probably could have handled that one better. But he was a joy to talk to. So I'm sure he'll do a tremendous job.
So this is upheaval at Baylor because they got – isn't Aranda on the hot seat?
Yeah, and that was discussed today also. It's like, okay, they're like, is this not good for Aranda? Because all of a sudden it's like, what if there's got to be a change made and your AD is away on –
Yeah.
On
how does this
a
work?
Leave of absence.
Okay, how would it yeah. work to even fire
yeah.
Aranda?
I don't know how that the president would have to be involved. Now they just had a big win over the Fighting Scott Frost last week. They have Utah this week. They're 5-4.
Okay, so he's
yeah,
they're hosting Utah, yeah.
Yeah, hosting
he's
Utah.
Not for
They've
sure
got, and
their
and their three last games are very tough. They go Utah something in Texas Tech, Arizona at Arizona.
This could be like Dennis LeBlanc having to step in and fire.
This would be. And do you really think that Baylor has a LeBlanc? Do you think he does? I mean, I don't. Think
I don't
so.
Know.
I just don't think they have
someone
a
that well dressed.
Would Baylor reach out to LeBlanc? Would they reach out to Dennis and say, "Listen, we saw what you did during your
for a little bit.
We saw what you did at Nebraska during your brief time. Would you come down here? There's a chance that LeBlanc." And Shindaddy are being whisked down to Baylor right now.
Would they leave their current positions?
Yeah, well, I think he would. I think Dennis would. He'd go down.
He'd have to.
He'd leave his current position.
And Nebraska will not let that happen.
Well, what if he'd
Troy
only
Troy Dan and reach
but,
out?
But what if it was just a sabbatical? He says, "I'm going to Baylor. I'm going to Baylor for 2 months to get everything right." And he's heading down there. They'll reach out to Dennis today. I'm sure.
to be an interim AD.
Interim AD.
He's done it before.
He's done it before. He killed
side it. Side extensions. Yeah. It was great.
He'll be down there. He'll talk.
He just rolled out a bunch of extensions.
He did. Yeah. He got Amy Williams into Hoiberg extended.
Yeah.
It's going the block.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
He was at my daughter's wedding, this one that Steve decided to skip.
I talked to him.
Jake talked to the...
They like the jalapeno poppers.
Talk about worlds colliding. I look over, and Jake's talking to Dennis LeBlanc.
Talked for a long time with him. Yeah. I'd say half hour or so.
Former AD.
He's a nice guy.
Dennis will be heading down there.
I was not awkward. I was having a good conversation.
Okay. Jake's good. Not awkward in social settings.
He's not.
No, he's not at all.
He's not. All right.
They played Copperhead Road too early.
That's the only thing of the wedding that bothered me. You're right.
Yeah. You never voiced that till right now.
You're right. Well, it was.
Well, that's months ago. We can put some grievances.
It's been a little touchy how you handled it. So the wedding's been very hard on me. How you handled the situation.
I had to show up for the
stool. As a friend, yes.
And I was glad.
Are you busy? No, just not coming. No can do.
See you Monday.
I need you here. You're one of my best friends. Yeah, you're funny, Bill.
See you Monday.
See you Monday. What else? No, I'll be in Manawa. So about what? 8 minutes away. Yeah, I'll be right there. Driving over, maybe. Nope.
Song of the day and aging gracefully is next on Early Break in the Ticket.